you're the best, if you're the only one that can really make the Lakers great again. So go for it, do it. I'm counting on you. Because there is no magic pill. I'm going to watch you and the rest of the team every single time. Hasta la vista.
I just can't give you a whole spiel. I don't even know where you're sitting at.
Welcome, welcome. Woo! It is Sunday, November 25th.
Yeah.
We are here, the Hoop Scoop, ready to talk about some more NBA this past week. You can get our podcast on the Fox Sports Shoals app. You could download that and go to the Hoop Scoop. Find it on there. You can listen to Fox Sports Shoals on 97.9 FM and AM 1340 every week for your Shoals area high school, college, pro sports talk. You can also listen to it on the website, foxsportsshoals.com. And we got the whole gang here. We got Kinsman McKay.
What's up?
Billy Smart.
Copy that, team leader.
Chris Williams.
Oh, yeah.
From the Wrestling Reel. And my name's Justin Holder, and we are ready to talk about some NBA. So, even after our last show, one of the first things we talked about was LeBron James passing Wilt Chamberlain. And this week, even more big news, him coming back to Cleveland this past Wednesday, my birthday. It was a great birthday gift. Got to watch the Lakers and Cavs, and, you know, the Cavs are the worst team in the league right now. But this past week, after that game, it's been like they've been, you know, playing their best basketball. But that's what greatness will do to you when you step into the Staples Center. Or no, I'm sorry. When you step into a game like that.
The Clippers, bro. Was it fun for you watching your favorite team last year losing to your favorite team this year?
It was awesome.
Was it a good feeling?
I remember watching live when he went back to Cleveland in Miami, and that was probably the most booze anybody, other than maybe Vince Carter, going to Toronto had ever heard. You know what I mean? It was heavy, thick booze. And this time, after he brought a title to the land in 2016, when we did our last Hoop Scoop, it was more of a warming welcome this time, and a standing ovation, lot of love in the room that night, you know? And it was high-intensity basketball. It was good. It was a high-profile game. It came down to the wire. The Cavs could not pull it off. They lost 105-109 with LeBron having 32, 14, and 7 playing 35 minutes. But overall, the night was just a night of appreciation for LeBron James.
Yeah, it's good to see, you know, the fans back to showing that to him. You know, he brought him a championship. He served a couple years there recently, and he didn't have to go back, but he did. And
yeah.
He did what he said he would do in the beginning, went back once they gave him a team to do it.
And it's crazy how we see now all these commercials coming out that he himself and his company's putting out. By the way, my favorite holiday commercial this year is the Sprite commercial where it's almost the cartoon. And they're singing the Christmas song. It's really good if you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
It's a LeBron James commercial. But anyways.
I got to say, though, real quick, Holder, this is the best version of LeBron. We're seeing, as far as confidence in his jump shot, you know. And he's encouraging Lonzo to be aggressive offensively. And
when Lonzo plays well, they all play well. You know, I mean, it's a team thing when Kuzma – they all start rising up, you know.
And this is one of those things where they had a rough start, but, you know, now they're kind of rolling, you know. But what's up with the suspensions? Two games, Brandon Ingram, one game, Rondo. But they're 6-1 since getting Tyson Chandler. So,
and I will say probably the Achilles heel of them this week. I mean, they would have been on a 9-0 run right now had it not been for two games with the Orlando Magic. And
that's a good point.
Nikola Vucevic.
Go for it.
I said it.
I did it. Good job.
He did it. We didn't know which one of us was going to try at first, but good job, Holder.
Both of these games, last week, he had 36 and 13.
What ended the Lakers' four-game win streak?
That was this one, today.
Okay.
So, I mean, it was they would have been on a 9-0 run. Think about that. The Lakers, who everybody counted out, didn't think they'd be in the bottom, you know. Now we got teams like the Rockets underneath them, and
Yeah,
it's changing so much every week. But props to Vucevic.
15 of 23 shots, 10 of 14 in the second half. You know, DJ Augustine chipped
too,
in 22.7 assists.
What I noticed too is when the Lakers go up against other great big men.
That's what I was just
about
to
say. They still struggle.
Yeah, what I was about to say is how is Chandler and JaVale not containing them? Those are two amazing defending bigs.
But both games.
You wouldn't expect it both games.
Both games, Tyson Chandler played around 16 minutes and had 2 points, three rebounds. I believe both games.
22 points from James, 17 from Ingram.
You know,
I really like Lance Stephenson on this squad.
I do, too.
I really
do. It's cool seeing him and LeBron
on
the same
team. And Holder, like, you were against him when the Pacers were trying to take Holder. I consider LeBron and Holder the same entity.
Thank you.
When they were trying to take LeBron
That's
out
the greatest compliment
in the Eastern Conference, and you were there for that.
Or the worst.
The night he blew in his ear. But even now, he's kind of challenging LeBron. And he even said, did you see last week, he said, LeBron in a post-game interview said that, oh, Lance challenged me to shoot a three at the end. And I went down and I shot it. He pointed at the bench and he goes, if you noticed, that was me pointing at Lance.
You've seen him play, though. He is the Draymond Green of the Lakers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he is.
Absolutely. I think him and Rondo together are, kind of. You know what I mean?
Is Lonzo Ball a triple-double machine?
No.
He's shooting 51%. From three-point range.
No, it's going to be a few years, I think, before he's a machine. I think he'll get him here and there because of his play style.
Do you understand how LeBron in the post-game interview is trying to encourage him, though?
Yeah. I mean,
like,
you
it's
got
all
to.
Kind of a,
I think
a,
he
a,
needed,
a mental kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, he needed somebody like the best basketball player in the world giving him some confidence.
I've got that on file now. We can always have you saying that LeBron is the greatest basketball player of all time. Thank you. I just needed that. We can end the show. Thanks a lot, guys. We'll be back next
week. We
got to
edit real quick.
I mean, it's not a hard argument. I mean, it's a tough argument, but it's between Jordan and him.
And then there's that Kobe argument.
No.
Dude, Kobe. Jordan and Kobe are the greatest scorers of all time. Scorers. Any arguments?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to throw Kevin Durant in the mix.
Kevin Durant's trying to
he has not
let's
accomplished
see.
What Kobe's
done.
Yeah,
let's see what he's doing at the end of his career.
You talk about pure score by pure score.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You have to throw Kevin Durant in that.
Yeah. But I just think LeBron's more overall. He can swap to anything he needs to be that night. He's kind of a chameleon.
Yeah, but here's
yeah, but
here's
he
the thing.
Dominates the floor. Like, the whole team changes. When
Everybody
LeBron's
worries what he's doing. Everybody on the floor.
But this is why Jordan's always going to be number one for me. And I know we didn't mean to get on this topic.
Yeah, I love how it rabbit trails to this every time.
But the reason I'm going with Jordan is, you know, I'm watching LeBron on TV all the time right now. I've seen what he can do, seen his intensity level, I've seen everything. But I remember watching Jordan as a teenager, and he was the scariest basketball player I have ever seen.
He was intense.
Yeah.
He could take control of a game like nobody. You were so afraid of your team playing Michael Jordan.
When you just said that's
the edge.
The exact.
That's the edge. You know?
I'm telling you, what that makes me think of is that second free throw when he was against Mutombo.
And he closed his eyes.
And he's like, hey, Mutombo, check this out. Closes his eyes, makes the second free throw. He was ruthless.
Look, the one thing I think that separates him, too, overall, is, and this references one of the best marathon movies you can ever watch on TV, is Rocky, The Eye of the Tiger. You know what I mean? When Jordan... There was a feeling when I had as a kid, whenever Jordan got the ball at the end, it was just, there was a feeling inside of me that he's going to make the shot.
Right.
I question players, and I'll admit to you guys now, since there's only a few times you'll hear me say this, but when Curry or Thompson or Durant have the ball, I have that feeling. Durant, not as much for some reason.
Durant's unstoppable.
But
he's beat your boy twice with that shot in the finals.
I think
man.
I
twice
get it.
At the same place.
But listen,
thank you,
Kinsman.
Can we just focus on what Kinsman said for a second?
I think I get that feeling more with Klay Thompson for some reason.
Well, he's been saving the Warriors as of late. Three of them.
But he's the one where when he has the ball and I'm watching, it's like in my gut, I'm going, he's going to make it. There's no question.
Literally three of the best shooters of all time
are on that team.
On the same team. The number one unanimous. I mean, who else are you going to put above Steph Curry as the best shooter?
Two
in the
of them
NBA?
Are basically yeah. NBA
in,
royalty.
In history.
Because Del Curry is the dad of Steph, and you've got
Michael Thompson.
Michael Thompson, who has two championship rings with the Lakers.
Yeah, former number one pick.
You know, getting back to what we were talking about, LeBron, last year I feel like he, through the playoffs, started showing more of that. You know, through that Cleveland run. All the last-minute shots he had in the
I just
playoff.
Don't playoff LeBron
playoff
is a whole different animal.
Yeah, playoff LeBron last year was really what.
But that was Jordan-esque. That was,
it was.
Kobe-esque.
He's,
that
he's
was,
starting
you
to
know,
get there.
And I can't say that about years past. He's had moments, but hey, not like runs like he did.
But he,
so,
you, but
Jordan was
would
ruthless.
Have found a let way
me,
to beat
I get
the
you.
Warriors.
Let me say this. I was a Jordan fan my whole life, but I had to choose somebody
remember
else.
Remember that show that Kevin Durant and LeBron James did where they were riding in the taxi, both in the back seat together?
Yeah.
You would have never seen Michael Jordan and Isaiah Thomas from the Bad Boy Detroit Pistons riding in the back together talking to each other about
that's
anything.
That's true.
I mean, there is a level of competitiveness that LeBron does not possess. That Michael does.
But at the same time, they didn't have social media like we did.
That's cool.
Like we do now.
All right, check
but
this
Michael,
out.
Michael.
Do you not understand
Michael
they
Jordan.
Made millions of dollars off what they did?
Okay, but
would you not do that? Do you not think if millions of dollars were on the table back then with social media and YouTube and all this other stuff,
yeah, would have been different.
Showing that in commercials, that Isaiah and Michael wouldn't have put their feud aside, hey, sat in a taxi, and collected
I
a
think,
check?
I think LeBron's more diplomatic than MJ was. MJ,
you have to be,
MJ,
though.
MJ accused the Bad Boy Detroit Pistons of trying to end his career. He told Rick Mahorn, he told the papers that Isaiah Thomas and the Bad Boy Detroit Pistons were bad for basketball. Told him Rick Mahorn and Bill Laimbeer were thugs.
Tap, tap.
Jordan did
tap,
do
tap.
A McDonald's
and you know what
commercial
tap, tap meant?
With Larry
no
Bird,
layups.
Though.
No layups. No, I understand
I
what
just,
you're saying, but.
No sympathy, man.
I get it, but you're talking about a specific issue where if they had money on the table to make a commercial together back in the 90s or the late 80s and millions of dollars
they
were there.
They hated each other.
Well, you don't think they would have done it for the money?
Michael Jordan kept Isaiah Thomas off the dream team.
Yes,
and not
I know
only
that,
the coach of the Bad Boy Detroit Pistons coached the dream team.
But let me tell you an interesting stat. Michael Jordan, his whole entire career, made $100 million. Think about that. Around that, something like that. One last year alone. Alone with just his Jordan brand, he made $100 million.
Well, here's another statistic.
Money talks is all I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
here's the ultimate statistic.
They weren't making the money back
talks
then.
In
they're
what
making
way?
Now. They weren't making the money back then.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
So you're saying they don't have to play as hard?
No, you were talking about they would never be seen in public in a taxi talking like KD
yes,
and LeBron
they hated
did.
Each other.
They hate each other, but if there was $2 or $3 million on the table for that one day of work together,
okay.
I guarantee you they'd
okay.
do it.
Okay.
It's a
different
world.
Time. All right.
I love the comparison, but I love the
okay.
argument as well.
Okay. All right.
Because I wish we did have that nowadays. I'm 36, and I still remember not having a phone growing up, not having social media, the internet, anything like that. So I miss – we used to have to call the local Times Daily here and actually ask or, you know, listen to the wrestling news because – and it would tell us the NBA that night. But you would sit on the phone for a while. It's just different times.
Well, that's backwards.
And I miss that intensity, though. You know what I mean?
I miss it, too.
Because
but it's coming back, in the Eastern Conference especially.
But it's funny.
I think it is.
You talk about this lack of intensity, but we
Detroit
have Draymond.
Detroit Pistons are bringing it.
But we have Draymond.
Giannis is bringing it.
But listen,
yeah,
we have Draymond and LeBron sitting around on
that,
his HBO
exactly,
show.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden you see them in the finals the past few years,
exactly,
and they want a fist fight.
Exactly.
So I do love the intensity as well. It's played within the realm of the rules.
That was the
rules have changed.
That was the final, like, real NBA kind of thing. And then it went into the, you know, 2 three-peats. So you had the Celtics and the Lakers, and then you had to dethrone either one of them.
Yeah.
And so finally the Detroit Pistons did. And then, you know, Scottie Pippen grew up, and
well,
the rest is history.
Getting back to the Lakers.
Well, no, here's the ultimate statistic now that you guys are done
okay,
arguing.
Okay, let's hear.
LeBron James is an amazing humanitarian, does, like, awesome charity work, builds schools. You know, he's a community leader. Michael Jordan employs little children to make shoes in third world countries for him to sell to us for hundreds of dollars. Who do you think is the scarier person on the basketball court?
Michael Jordan.
There you go.
Me too.
So
that's a great point.
So
that's the ultimate point.
That is the ultimate point.
That's the ultimate.
Who are you putting at number one, and who are you putting at number two?
Hey, man.
Congratulations,
you win.
Anyway, we're going to get out of here. We'll see y'all next week.
I tried to interject that about 100 times, and I was like, I'm just going to let them do it.
Yeah, I kind of just really literally got in an argument with Holder.
Yeah, I love it. But getting back to the Lakers this week, they were 3-2 for the week. They're actually only two games back from the lead right now in the West. I mean, the Western standings is crazy. As of right now, it's the Clippers this week.
What is it, like every team but the Suns and maybe who else would be second from last?
Utah.
Which
was a powerhouse.
Right. But it's like almost every one of those teams is like one game away from 500
yeah, but
Donna, or above.
The thing I'm realizing, you know, I like
there's a lot of evenness down
there. All we heard through the summer was, the strong West. How is LeBron ever going to make it over there? I mean, they're playing above 500 right now, two games back from the Clippers for the lead, man. The play a haters ball.
But let's see if he's worn out.
The thing I'm realizing,
by the time he gets
he's a freak. We talked about
this
last
week. It's been a few weeks.
He played 82 games last season, his 15th year.
Yeah, because he drinks the stem cell Gatorade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we keep bringing this up because each week we watch what he does, and it's just like, how? How does this guy continue to age every week like the rest of us and continue to get better? It amazes me. I really don't understand. But listen, the Lakers are 3-2 for this week, so
– yeah.
You know, they did play the Jazz this past week, and Billy,
we started off with the Jazz at the bottom of the Western Conference. And
Right above Phoenix.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which is a shocker because they were supposed to be a heavyweight.
And what I see is Donovan Mitchell has to play phenomenal for them to win. You know, Joe Ingles and kind of his supporting cast isn't enough. And Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert, reigning Defensive Player of the Year. I think they're a great team, but what's going on with them?
I'm really honestly surprised by it. You know, the other thing is, like, Donovan Mitchell, I felt like he had more last year than this year.
I totally agree.
And I don't know if that's because teams have his number,
or
they know what
injury?
To expect. Or, you know, what's going on with him?
Well, he did leave wasn't it the Lakers game, with a rib contusion, or one of these past few games, he's out right now.
But
I know.
Just mean a few games. It just seems like all season he hasn't been who he was up through the playoffs.
Well, I totally agree.
Well,
and he was becoming almost like this summer, he was becoming like a superstar. There were stories coming out of him walking up the streets of Utah and seeing somebody, getting in a conversation with him, and all of a sudden finding out a struggle, and he would pay their mortgage or –
And he's
bought tickets
for people on Twitter, you know.
Yeah,
like,
stuff like that.
He,
so he's really a people's person.
Right.
And he was the hype. There wasn't hype. I mean, he was delivering last season, you know.
He's the kind of guy I want to be a superstar. Like, I don't want him to be having a bad year.
And correct me, Ben Simmons was Rookie of the Year, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because it should have been Donovan Mitchell.
I think it should have. Because, look, if you're with a team for a year, traveling around with them,
as a rookie
going
in the playoffs
to games,
too. Yeah.
Getting that experience, figuring out what living an NBA schedule feels like.
First time, too.
The guy that hasn't experienced that, but played almost, I mean, you look at the stats, you look at what they did. I mean, it's tough to say who was better, really. They were both amazing. I say go for the dude without the NBA experience
Kinsman,
for a full year.
Yeah, you're totally right, and that's why Donovan Mitchell should have won.
Absolutely.
Because
he's
more of a rookie than Ben Simmons.
David said Ben Simmons got to utilize for that year he didn't play.
You got to be around the league.
Yes, he got to be around the league.
That's so much experience.
But it wasn't even more that. They were going detailed. He got to use their workout people. He got to use the team's
NBA-level workouts.
NBA-level workouts that Donovan Mitchell's still in college.
And practices,
he could do everything but be on the roster.
Yeah. So it was an unfair advantage
for
me.
Absolutely.
Though,
and I know he couldn't.
But he's not living up to it this year. I mean, next to last above Phoenix right now?
What do they need, though?
But the harsh reality of where we're at in the NBA is if I could get to it, the league is separated right now in the West by, I mean, even the lowest team is 9 games out. It's not like, you know, it's a ton, but
right.
above that, Utah, 4.5 games.
Right.
I'm telling you, though.
So 1 week, I see 2 weeks same thing could change everything.
From both Rookie of the Year candidates from last year, and what I see is fearlessness. Ben Simmons will not back down. Donovan Mitchell will not back down in his own way. And it's reminding me of Giannis and the way he's not backing down from any
now,
competition.
Now, who's having a better sophomore
It's reminding
year
me of how kind of Blake Griffin is growing into his role as a Detroit
Piston.
He Piston.
Is. He totally is.
And
he's
so
the
these
leader.
These rookies, man, especially the two that were up for the Rookie of the Year last year, I couldn't think more of.
But best sophomore year now would by far be
Ben Simmons. Yeah, I'm totally with it.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing about Mitchell is
he's not scared.
No, he's not. And it's not like he's not playing hard.
No.
Or I question his heart. It's not clicking this year for him as the way it was at the end of last year.
And there weren't any changes other than wasn't Ricky Rubio out last season?
Ricky Rubio was.
He was getting to play, I think, a little bit more point guard than he is right now.
I question if they need to get rid of Rubio in my
head. They just need a little more.
Rubio's
okay.
is the best Rubio I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, but trade Lonzo Ball for Ricky Rubio. There we go. Now we're talking.
Would we do
Ricky
that?
Rubio in L.A. with LeBron. That European-style play,
no,
the super, like almost.
That doesn't solve their problem. They need more shooting.
Jason Williams.
L.A. doesn't need another ball handler passer.
No, they don't.
They need somebody to score, and Rubio is a pass-first point guard. He's shooting more, but
he's
not
first.
The clutch shooter you want.
No, he's not.
When you have LeBron
That's
playmaking.
That's Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, Lonzo,
who, by the way,
Blanc,
scored,
playmaking. Yeah.
Who, by the way, scored the game-winning shot tonight for the second time on his new
he's
team.
He's killing
the
76ers. This, man.
I don't think there's any way that I can get away from buying this man's jersey. I
kind of agree because I want to like Philly.
This man is a competitor. Oh, man.
I do, too.
I like him more than KD, kind of.
Kinsman, let me ask you this,
though. I like
him
more than KD.
Or Billy, maybe you, too. We don't indulge what we actually do for a living, but we're all musicians. We've all traveled. Have y'all ever been to Philly and played?
Have I played in Philly?
I slept in a van out back in some
alley. Down by the river.
No, in an alley.
I can't remember if I have or not.
In the scariest place I've probably ever been. People walking around, loose dogs running around. I mean, it was like back alley Philly. But I loved it. I thought it was awesome. So I actually had, and I almost thought I was going to die in the taxi to get to where I was going to play because this guy was going crazy. But bringing up Philly, I loved it. It's something was special about it, the food.
It's a great city.
The city was fun. The show was fun that night. We chose probably the wrong part of town to stay, and that was our bad. But I did get to experience some of Philly. And leading up to Philly, some of the news this week was Markelle Fultz.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the big story coming from Philly right now. You know, you got Fultz. We don't know a whole lot, but basically
he lost his shot.
76ers are no longer considering trading second-year former first-round overall pick Markelle Fultz.
But when was that news? Because I've heard as of today
I've
they were going to
today.
Get rid of him.
See, what I've heard is that it was, again, they're not going to keep him in
up,
their
though.
Long-term plans.
Well, it all started with him leaving his shooting coach, right? That was the first step.
Hey, man, he's not playing in games
or
practices.
He was drafted in the NBA, got the yips, and couldn't shoot anymore.
I know. Have you seen his shot? It looks like he's juggling.
Yeah,
and so he's supposed to see a shoulder specialist this week or something. But
I could give a kid that's never looked at a basketball before and just been like, see that round thing mounted on that flat thing?
Copy
take
that.
This ball, throw it through that, and that kid would have a better looking shot than Markelle Fultz's free throw right
Didn't
now.
Didn't we say this last week? Ugly shots, too. We mentioned there was
Sean
Marion
is the king of
Bill
ugly
Cartwright.
Shots. Oh, wow. That one was bad.
Joakim Noah.
But we were talking about Lonzo
Noah's,
Ball.
It was hilarious.
Oh, and by the way, Joakim Noah is going to be going to the, where do I see that? The Memphis Grizzlies?
Really?
I believe so. Anyways, back to Markelle
like
Fultz. We got
me.
Off. But
well, when Butler was acquired, you know, now the 76ers are going to be about winning games now. And how much are they going to continue to contribute to cultivating Fultz's talent. You know,
they're
there's so
up.
Many rumors. Okay, so is he healthy? Is it his hip? Is it an injury? Should he see a sports psychologist? You know,
here's the deal.
At this point, what is the price on Marco Fultz?
A year and a quarter into it, and this kid is being this big of a bust. I think they trade him because there's still the question of it might click, he might be okay. And if that's the case, there's some trade value, but it's a pretty low chance that that's going to happen to him.
I think this is all a stunt. I think this is all BS. I think that if a man that gets signed.
What's the gain out of it for anybody, though?
We're talking about him right now. Bad press is good press.
Yeah, but he hasn't played a year and a quarter practically.
Doesn't matter. He got first overall pick. We're talking about him right now.
I agree with Kinsman.
No, it's just.
I mean, look at all the endorsement money he lost by not like.
He sat out a whole year.
By not being anything.
Well, then
this is
a big
Kawhi
joke
Leonard
because when you're talking about like.
What is going on?
But think about like a Fortune 500 company. If somebody, a manager they hired to do a specific job, shows up and doesn't do his job, the first day he's gone. If he just shows up and says, I forgot how to sail, I forgot how to use a computer, you're gone. There is no excuse for this. We're paying you a handsome amount of money, and you lost your shot?
Well, that's exactly what I think did it. I think it was, hey, here's a whole bunch of pressure. Here you go, kid. And he just
He lived up to the pressure in college, though. What's the difference?
The pro is different.
Yeah. And I'm so
It's not nowadays. Not nowadays, man. The hype on college students is amazing. The spotlight these guys get with SportsCenter and now all the social media and everything, a story pops up. I wouldn't have known who's Zion Williamson. I mean, SportsCenter's all about him. These guys are becoming celebrities in college. People specifically watch college to find out, maybe this is a small amount, but find out who are going to be the next big ones. Others keep up with college, others keep up with pro, maybe both. But what I'm saying is, they're a lot more popular now. He had a lot of pressure on him, and now what? You're not living up to it? You've
well,
got
not.
Security. You're not the main dude. You got a big mouth Joel Embiid and just a badass in Ben Simmons. So, I mean.
And now Jimmy Butler.
Now Jimmy Butler.
And I got to say, they're my favorite team in the East.
No, if you're the rookie.
With Jimmy Butler.
I'm sorry. If you're the rookie, I'm in the middle, you know, a weird 30s of my life now. You find that when you play with other people on stage, you have to find your role, right? I can't be the standout all the time. I can't be this. You just find your role and do your job.
I think they've spent enough time trying to cultivate him.
But
I'm
when,
glad
his role
in your
on but when you play,
finally
hang
figured
on.
That out.
Yeah. When you play with
you for years.
From just my experience, when you're
just
on
wait till
joke,
your 40s,
I
bro.
Joke. I keyed.
When you're on stage playing with somebody who's better than you, you know. You just know it. And you find your role to make the whole night go well. It's the same thing with basketball. He's got these great all-stars around him, and he still can't find his shot.
I know.
He can't find his role.
I'm agreeing with you. And that is why as a
76ers
fan.
I think
sell.
Sell!
I think also coming into college, not everybody knew who he was. He comes into college. He starts playing. He gets into a groove, then gets media attention.
Look.
As that groove's building,
it's
organic. You get drafted as the number one pick in the NBA.
Copy that.
Your number two pick is LaVar Ball. I mean, excuse me.
Lonzo.
In LaVar Ball's
head,
it was,
say
he
was
the number two
but
pick.
But with his dad, LaVar, creating all the hype around him, not only are you the number one pick, but you are now also... Are you worth being picked above the guy everybody's being talked about? So he had a pressure on two ends that he did not have in college before he even started practicing.
I just don't know if I've ever seen the meltdown of a player like I have with him.
I've
seen Derrick Rose come and Joakim Noah come down to injuries, people
like
that. But like
I said,
it's like
Jimmy Butler's there now, and it's time to win. The 76ers are in, they're in on winning.
But there's still this drama with
him. So it's time to get rid of Fultz.
Yes, amen. Sell.
Yeah, they should get rid of him while he has some trade value.
But, like, that's what I was at. That's why I started it off with, like, what is his trade value when he's – been sitting out. And
not
apparently
high.
Kawhi Leonard, who sat out last season, though,
but
came
Kawhi
back strong.
Was also finals MVP.
Copy that.
Yeah. But, hey, you could get a Joakim Noah actually out of the deal. Trade him for Joakim. Yeah, that's. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Does
that's
he still come with that horrible contract?
That, yeah. Anyway, yes.
His, like,
probably
$900 trillion three-year deal with the Bulls. They couldn't give him away. Oh, I mean, everybody was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
This is
New
York. Noah.
New York had to deal with that, too, for a while with his contract. But he did, this week, get picked up by the Grizzlies. Agreed to sign a deal, so we'll see how that goes. They could use another backup energetic guy if he could come back like he was and add to this Memphis squad right now who's actually killing it.
Yeah, so why add Noah to
because
your team?
Because he's not going to be a main player. He's not going to come in and get 25 minutes a game. He's not. He's
no.
going to be more your 11, 12 minute.
Personally, what I think they need is a young big they can start developing. Because Marc Gasol's not like a young kid anymore.
They're just an aging, good regular season team.
Yeah, isn't he like 35?
Can we all say this year that we're going to go on?
Will make him last.
Can we all please this year vote for the All Stars? We'll all participate, and can we all agree to vote for Mike Conley? I think the guy should have one in his life.
I can't vote for him ethically.
Oh, come on!
Over Steph Curry.
Well, it's the East.
Yeah, you're picking.
No, wait, I'm sorry. I keep thinking they're in the East, but
and
they're
you're
not.
Picking guards,
yeah,
and I can't
yeah, yeah.
ethically pick him over
okay,
Klay
okay.
Thompson.
I get it.
I have team loyalty in my blood.
I get it. Warriors. I get it. But Markelle Fultz, man, let's see what happens with this. It's going to be an interesting
Nothing
week with
will
him.
Happen with him. They might get him something for him. Cut your ties, Philly, if you're hearing me. Jump that ship.
And not only that, let's talk about their rivals in the East, Boston. What's going on?
I was about to say.
The ball is
sticking.
A lot of underachievement.
Tatum, yep. Tatum is trying to be a Mamba out there. I see a lot of over-dribbling, standing and watching.
But hang on.
They aren't a fun offensive team to watch. And, you know, thankfully they can defend somewhat competently. But,
you're talking
What's going
Mamba.
On?
Here, I thought Kobe actually reached out to him. When you got a guy like Kobe reaching out to you, don't you think you're going to go out and try some stuff? It may be. I don't know.
Maybe.
I think it's too many chefs in the kitchen. That's my opinion. I think last season.
Are they literally too stacked?
I think they're too stacked. It's like.
To where
I just
it's
think
like,
I got to learn
you know,
how to play
on
together.
My team in 2K,
I was
could
about
put
to
together
say that. It's
the
some
best team on paper in the world, but they might not play together
yeah.
because, like, let's say I have two ball handlers at point and shooting guard, and then I put LeBron as a small forward. Who's going to handle the ball? It's going
to
mess up my
Well,
whole
back
offense,
to Rubio.
You know?
He killed the Celtics. He killed them.
Was he the Kingslayer on the Celtics?
That's right. And then after that, Kimball Walker, 43 points. One game after scoring 60.
So is it the point guards of the league taking down the Celtics?
And then
Is it Kyrie's defense? Is that the downfall
actually,
of the Celtics?
Actually, he's playing good
right
defense,
now?
In my
I'm just
opinion.
Just joking,
yeah,
but
yeah.
it's just point guards going off. Yeah, I mean, they
And
need,
then the Knicks beat them.
And then that's the thing. And then you go,
the
what?
The Knicks, Trey Burke! Trey Burke! On the Knicks!
Well, remember
what are we talking about?
You know, remember a couple weeks ago, you got to remember this about the
Come
Knicks.
Come on, Boston!
According to Justin, if they get Melo and with Tim Hardaway Jr. and now
Kristaps Porzingis
stepping in, they could win a championship.
The rookie. I mean, he's a beast, you know?
I'm joking.
It was hopes, you know?
But, no, the Celtics, the thing is.
We talked about this last week, though. It's almost like the same exact thing with Gordon Hayward. Too many people. Where is he fitting
right,
into this?
And that's
He's
what I'm
not.
Saying. Like, if you were to ask the question, what do they need to win? And you look at that team.
LeBron.
You know what was the funniest for me? Watching J.J. Barea beat the Celtics. He literally was getting layups inside.
What is this, 2010?
J.J. Barea, dude.
He did that to LeBron with the Mavericks.
I know, but
remember?
Like, this
like,
is supposed to be the Celtics. They're
oh,
supposed
I know.
To be,
He's like a little
they're supposed
blur
to go to the
on
finals.
The court.
He is a little blur on the court, man. He is small and quick.
Yeah.
You know who else was a blur on the court? And we were living in North Carolina at this time.
Who?
Raymond Felton and Ty Lawson. Those two dudes were so fast getting up the court.
Right. Ty, I loved Ty. Raymond Felton has had such a long career.
Hey, man,
he's
still
playing.
I got
a
what
point
is it,
though.
OKC?
Because
OKC.
Yeah.
After that game in Dallas, Jaylen Brown admitted the on-court chemistry isn't fully there yet. So, and they got Brad Stevens.
It's obvious it's
so
not
who's,
there yet.
How
is
he
going
to push
there?
The right buttons for the Celtics to take that next?
Because this
how
is
it
think.
Not there?
This is what I think, and I think we talked about this a couple
Gordon
weeks
Hayward
ago.
Gordon Hayward being willing to go to the bench.
Might be the case.
Sixth man right there.
But, you know, I think this is what we talked about a couple weeks ago was, you know, with the Celtics, you know, when they're in the playoffs last year, that's kind of what we picture in our heads is
how
they
played last year
and did all this. But that's not the team they're running right now. And I think last year they knew their role at that time because it was like these guys, they had to come up and prove their worth. You know, with Rozier, Brown, Tatum. I'm trying to think if there was any other ones.
They had
like
a lot of ball
dogs. They had
Smart.
But when you didn't have Kyrie, you didn't have Hayward, you know, it's going to run through them. They can do what they can do. Everybody knew what was up.
Is it sad to say they almost made better coaches on the bench than actually playing in the game?
No, I think it was that Stevens had less to coach, and he's an amazing coach.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it's like with doing an audio mix, less is more sometimes. And so maybe now it's like you look at them, and you look at their starting five, and
Bro.
You look at their bench and
with
how deep it is.
It's so good. And when I
and
see
you have – that's a lot. It's how do you manage those minutes? How do you manage the rotations? How do you keep the guys the organization wants you to push? How do you do this? How do you do that? And there's just a lot more to get together. And – they're gelling it all right now in front of us in the season. It's got to click at some point because it's too talented of a roster. It's
Kyrie's too playing too well.
It's too talented of a coach.
Yeah.
For them to be doing this bad. And
but
it has to be the chemistry. And when it clicks, they could either be really scary or this could go down as
and by the way, we hope Jaylen Brown's okay.
Team.
He took that nasty fall in the Dallas game. I'm talking about while Berea dominated him.
But you know,
but
it
what
seems
I'm seeing
a
from
lot of the teams last year that they all this hype they had on them, and I just don't know. They're not living.
Yeah, but
up
it's
to
hard
it.
To watch Terry Rozier and Al Horford not be clear on pick and roll defense that needs to be played in certain situations when Brad Stevens is the coach.
And
Rozier got owned.
And they
by
were
Berea.
On the court
a lot of the night.
Coach,
and I think
too.
It was lack of communication. And I think it's a defense that you gave up the smallest guy. The smallest guy on the floor you gave up layups to. I just got little patience for that as a fan of Brad Stevens and the Celtics. Yeah,
I agree. And then he's talking about guys that were actually on the floor last season. So it's not just struggles with new people as well, you know. It's
right, but you got those guys last season who were put in the new roles from the role they're in right now. You know, they're basically they started the season the role they're in now. They finished the season running a team through the playoffs. Then they start this season back as the team they were. And my two cents: take Hayward, somebody else. Get someone like an AD that's not going to be a backcourt.
That's a great idea.
Get a backcourt. I mean, I've been saying this for weeks, though. But,
yeah.
You know, and put together a front court.
Or maybe Melo.
I think.
Sure. Why not?
Anthony Davis, that would do it.
He would do it. You know,
but
if you had to get rid of Horford, you could still play him at center, and you could run Jaylen Brown or whoever.
Yeah, I read this.
Power forward if you needed to. But
I
also could run Baines as your five.
I actually looked up today.
Put him as the four.
Baines is the five, yeah. You like Baines?
I don't hate Baines.
I know, right? You want to like
just
him?
Just neutral on him.
Anyway, so I Googled what you just said about Anthony Davis going to the Celtics because I was thinking about it today. And I just found this thing. There's a report suggesting that an in-season trade between Boston and New Orleans for Anthony Davis is possible.
God.
But, hold on. But and I looked this up because I was curious because I know that would do it for the Celtics, Kinsman.
Yeah. And
but there's a salary cap technically that makes it impossible.
And it's the so-called Rose Rule, Derrick Rose, under which teams could sign players who met certain criteria to five-year max extensions that paid them 30% of the salary cap.
Jeez.
I mean, and it's only been done with Derrick Rose, so there's this whole article on how it couldn't happen, you know, but that would do it.
But shedding, like, Horford
shedding some contracts.
Hayward's contracts wouldn't put them in the cap to bring on Anthony Davis?
Seems like it would, but I'm not a mathematician.
And I don't know their salaries.
Some of the business management side of NBA
grade.
Is
right.
A bit
that's
above
not
our pay
my strong
grade.
Point.
Yeah.
My strong point is arguing about things I know a mediocre amount of information about.
You know who they need on their team is a player like Giannis.
Every
this guy,
team needs a player.
Oh,
like
I know.
Giannis.
I know. But this guy, the human highlight reel, I mean, just each week, it's unbelievable how this guy plays basketball. And
I don't know if anybody has ever lived up to their nickname more than him.
The Greek Freak.
Because he's a freak.
Yeah. Absolutely. And watching him play is extraordinary. I love seeing him go to the basket. But I do have to ask, how much credit goes to Coach Budenholzer? In his first year with the Bucks, because he's put his imprint on this team. He's got him playing faster. He wants the ball to move to both sides of the court, and that's something they didn't do last year. Last year, their offense was choppy and stagnant, and I think he's taken what he's learned in San Antonio and Atlanta and brought it to Milwaukee. And remember how Bud came in Atlanta and raised expectations of that team to think that they could beat LeBron. So incorporating, you know, that San Antonio. What I'm seeing from the Bucks offense is what San Antonio used in the 13-14 finals.
Didn't they
were moving body and ball in order to get the most efficient shot. And he's taken that to Milwaukee. He's moving bodies and ball. And anytime you can open the floor and get movement and the defense reacting, it opens up lanes for Giannis to drive to the hole. And that's what he's doing.
First of all, I have to say, that's what she said. Can I just get it out of my system?
Please say it. That's what she said. But, you know, they did beat the Spurs this week, speaking of how they play like the Spurs, you know. And Giannis, I mean, this squad, Billy, is quite impressive. I mean, even down to Brooke Lopez? How would we see an 8 3-pointer game from Brooke Lopez?
I don't know the answer to that question, how we saw it, but we did.
Is this Milwaukee's year? Is it? Or do you think they're going to crumble in the playoffs?
No, I think they'll get better. It's a question of whether or not other teams are getting better. Because
Eric Bledsoe is huge for them.
Well, I'm saying it's not even December yet, and Giannis is probably MVP for me.
Right now, I'd have to say with what he's doing with the Bucks, he is MVP. Him or Kawhi.
That comeback victory against the Spurs,
watching
him operate was, I mean, 34 points, 18 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals, and a block. It was jaw-dropping. A steal and a slam. I mean, this guy.
I love this dude.
Was that the windmill slam?
Yes, the windmill slam. That's what I meant. Yeah,
he got
sorry,
the fast
not
break.
Enough reference.
And the way his arm went down, I swear it almost was like down by his feet when he windmills it.
Oh, he.
It's like Dominique.
He imposed his
it really
will
is.
On the Spurs down the stretch.
He can do anything but shoot a 3-point shot.
And he's clutch. Fourth quarter, 14
points. Does he need to shoot a 3?
Not only that, man, when I watched the Bucks game this week.
Like if you're scoring that much and your team's winning, maybe not.
When I watched the Bucks game this week, this guy can almost attract fouls like James Harden. Like, he's doing a good job. Like and he's clutch, finishing fourth quarter with 14 points, including, that's what I meant, 10 from the line in the fourth. He's able to get fouled. 4 rebounds, 3 assists. And
he's also able to. I mean, if they just run 5 out all game instead of pick for Giannis, it's either you have to foul him.
I gotta mention though, Chris
or he's
Middleton
gonna dunk on you.
I know, but Chris Middleton, Malcolm,
or he can
Brogdon,
kick out to Malcolm, or he can
Eric
kick
Bledsoe,
out
yep.
to Bledsoe, or he can kick out to Middleton.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so they
or
combined,
for God's
they
sake,
combined
Brooke Lopez,
hold up, man,
or
hold up.
Brooke Lopez,
they combined
now.
For 64 points. Middleton, Malcolm, and Bledsoe. I mean, this is good basketball.
It's fun. It's fun. It's a different style
hey,
than
wait.
Watching a team like the Warriors play. But it's just as fun because of him.
Yes, because
this style is not working unless you have Giannis.
Giannis. Is this the best Milwaukee Bucks we've seen in, I mean, I can think of, you
since like Oscar and Kareem?
Yeah, I'm thinking, of course, that was the standard that they set there. But I'm talking like Jason Kidd was on there for a little while. Who else
Ray
is?
Ray Allen was on the team.
Ray Allen. Glenn Robinson.
I think we won't know until the postseason.
That's where you got to prove everything.
But
we're on the appetizer right now of
right
this whole meal.
Now, if not this year, the next year, I think it could be a historic Bucks team.
I'm still blown away at Brook Lopez. Have been for a long time. So
yeah, you kind of wish you were still on the Lakers now, huh? Don't you?
He's got heart, man. You know, it's interesting to see what he does sometimes. It's like Lance Stephenson. He has his games, you know.
Yeah.
So we're going to segue into some other stuff right now. A little topic we like to call Dances with Wolves. Woo! What is life in Minnesota Woo! Like other than being cold and princeless without Jimmy Butler?
Don't forget those Prince jerseys, though.
The Prince jerseys. Kevin Garnett showed up in a Prince jersey.
They look good.
They look
awesome.
Really
Chris,
good.
Like, I would almost buy one.
I would, too.
Almost?
I almost want to.
After Christmas,
who would
I'm getting
I get?
One.
Who would I? Yeah, I mean,
Karl Anthony Towns.
Maybe
no,
Rose.
I don't
maybe
want
Derrick
a
Rose.
Towns jersey.
Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose.
Maybe
that he's
would
coming
be,
back.
Taj Gibson,
be.
Baby.
Oh hell yeah!
I'm getting a Taj Gibson.
but
Chris, they had an interesting game this week. Came
and
down to
the
wire.
This is post Jimmy Butler. You know, Towns joined Chris Webber and DeMarcus Cousins as the only players with at least 35 points, 20 rebounds, and 5 assists in a game this
he
past week.
He leads the
so.
NBA in Sasquatch commercials.
Okay. and the Timberwolves won their 5th game in 7 outings since trading Butler to 76ers. So, Chris.
Yeah.
How's it going, buddy?
That's good, man. I mean, we're holding in at tied for 6 overall in the league. And, I mean, had some great games in the past few days, past week. And, I mean, one significant one was the Nuggets. I mean, they ended up beating Timberwolves 103 to 101. And
but that showed a lot of heart without Jimmy Butler to play a team like the Nuggets, how they're playing right now.
That's
yeah,
a solid
exactly.
win.
That's, I mean, they lost that
team.
Game. But
oh,
it was
yeah.
close. I mean, it was
– excuse me.
With
to
the
play
Timberwolves
good against that team. I didn't watch that game. I'm yeah. sorry. I don't know what I'm talking about.
It was my yeah, birthday. I don't remember very much.
Well, I mean, to give you a kind of a synopsis of their last 2 months, November they were 7-6, and October this is the Nuggets. October they were 6-1. So I mean, they've been improving as a team.
I like Sarge and I like Covington. Like there's starting to turn it around.
But what was right. the game?
Post,
yeah, there was
it's
a game.
Post Jimmy Butler. You can't replace Jimmy
but
Butler.
Whoa. There was a game, what, last night, 2 nights ago, that
it, beat
Wiggins,
the Nets.
Wiggins and Covington went like 0 of 30.
Well, what this is what.
Combined, 0 of 30.
This is why the Wolves are doing good. Or
bad.
I could. Or,
I think it's up to Karl Anthony Towns.
I mean, the past few, you know.
Whose team?
Like on a little bit of an upswing.
Okay, okay. Whose
well, they're,
team
they're down
is,
there with Utah right now.
Whose team?
Well, okay.
Is
when
the,
I'm saying
is
they're
the
doing good.
Whose team now?
Yeah.
Karl Anthony Towns.
So the Warriors team, it's Steph Curry.
Yeah. But this, now that Jimmy
Giannis
Butler's gone.
Is the Bucks.
And it's Karl Anthony Towns.
Okay. Well, he needs to step into his role then.
I agree.
Because he's really being
what
tentative.
Was it? 2 seasons ago, every coach in the league
Sorry,
had
Chris.
Asked,
no, you're good.
Who would you want to start a team
it
with?
It was Towns.
It was Towns.
It
every
be
coach
the answer
said
now,
Towns.
Though.
So what's up, Chris?
Well, I mean, this past game, Karl Anthony Towns hit, was he at 35 points and 13 rebounds. So
no, he's no. Maybe he'll grow into it.
Yeah.
Is it growing into it?
22,
or?
I'm sorry.
You know, I think now that Butler's gone, I'm a Wolves hater.
I think
like, I haven't even been paying attention to
I think
him.
I'm just wherever Jimmy Butler's at, I'm cool with
I kind of agree with
Obviously,
you.
Obviously, I didn't know anything I was just saying earlier. I really haven't been paying attention to him.
The best thing out of Minnesota ever was Prince.
That's why they wear their jerseys.
I mean, come on. Let's just be honest.
I disagree.
I think we should use
that.
We should use the money
the
we make
Mall
from this
of
show.
America was the greatest thing ever out of Minnesota.
We're
right?
going to use the money we make from this show to buy us all Prince
jerseys.
Jerseys.
But
for you,
Chris, actually, Minnesota gave us wrestling fans something amazing. It was the first ever WCW Monday Night Nitro.
That's right.
Live from the Mall of America.
It's true.
I've been there. It was a huge mall.
Did they rehearse their act at the Mall of America as well?
Does LeBron ride in taxis with Kevin Durant? I don't know.
He did.
Do Isaiah Thomas and Michael Jordan still hate each other?
Yes.
Does LeBron Thank James you. Really drive that Kia?
No.
No. Thank you.
No.
Michael Jordan.
No chance.
Better and we've been we've been mentioning a lot of great players now, and it's time to get into the greatest team right now of our
and that'd be the Golden State Warriors.
It's the
that'd
Golden
be the
State
team.
Warriors.
Are we
you know
say
they are
team of all time.
No, yeah, of are. Our era, of our.
They got some drama
time.
Going on this regular season.
Don't have the greatest player, but
you know
yes,
they don't have much
overall
of a bench
team
this year.
But you got
like
it
they did last year. But Quinn Cook's coming into his own.
Well, Draymond just yeah. MRI came out that it was a what was a toe sprain. So, yeah. You know, I mean. Everything they do is with their feet. So
I just
got to take extra precaution with that.
With Steph and Green being out, I realized that I'm sorry that
yeah, that's it. Steph and Green.
Yeah, yeah. That Steph is the leader of that team.
Well, we
and,
said
and
this
it's
last
Steph's
week.
Team. It's not Kevin Durant's team.
No, we said this yeah. last week. Remember, Kevin Durant needs three things. He needs Draymond for muscle. He needs Steph for leadership, and he needs Steve Kerr for his social lubricant.
Well, I'll tell you. You know, on that four-game losing streak, they were shooting beneath 25%
from the three.
From
right?
the three,
yeah.
And this is not what we're used to seeing.
It's not at all.
And it isn't just Steph making shots; it's him creating shots for others. And
it's
and
what
the system
he does on the court to shift defense.
To your point, the system completely changes when Steph and Draymond are out.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of those losses. I mean, you're just not going to get the same thing from. A Quinn Cook, Klay Thompson
Looney.
Screen, as you are, as, you know, Steph Curry and Kevin Durant.
Well, yeah, the Cook past two games good, they though. Have won. The past two games they have won, and Kevin Durant came out.
Yeah, they came out
one
against
game
Portland.
He had 44.
125-97.
But that's a big game against Portland.
Because Portland at the time was
the number one seed, right? Last week they were the number one seed.
I know. I don't know if at that game they were, but I know last time we were talking they were number one.
Speaking of last week, I think the argument that happened between Draymond and Durant wouldn't have happened if Steph would have been on the floor. Because
it's possible.
He would have gotten the ball, and Kevin Durant would have been okay with that. And you know, I think, you know, it got really heated between Durant and Green, and I think during the argument, Green brought up free agency and called him the B word, you know, and so
a bully.
Yes. Yeah, right. And so they had to give him a one game suspension, and you know, I'm starting to think
real quick without pay, which was like $130,000.
Isn't that crazy?
I think
for
Green,
one game.
For one game. I think I love Green, but I think it was wrong for not passing the ball to him.
I agree.
Calling him the B word.
I agree.
And then bringing up free agency during the argument.
It was absolutely wrong.
You know.
In the middle of a game.
But
like
how many
that?
Times
But I'm
you
saying,
gonna,
if Steph
many,
Curry would have been playing during those final seconds, the argument never would have happened.
But how many times are we going to have to listen to Draymond go, well, you guys know I'm a passionate player and I express my feelings
yeah,
and emotions.
Don't forget that Kevin Durant's a snowflake.
It's like,
and Kevin
dude,
Durant took a pay cut
such a bad
for Sean
Draymond
Livingston
impression.
And Andre Iguodala to stay on the team.
You know what?
So
I don't
he's probably holding that against them.
I, sitting in a basement doing a podcast, don't want to hear any of these rich crybabies say anything about this, okay? They need to come out and do their job, show up, not say things like that to your teammates.
They
yeah,
because
okay?
Durant sacrificed for the team.
And if you're going to do it on a text message. Do it face-to-face in a car, one-on-one. Don't do it for everybody
okay.
in social
in
media,
lot.
God's
bad.
World to see.
That's bad, but I think the Warriors culture
it's called
is
immaturity,
good.
Man.
They're champions. No, they suspended him, though.
But here's
they took
the
care of the problem at its root. You can't have that stuff following you to the locker room.
That was last week's news. This week's news is they've won two
yeah,
in a row.
Yeah, they're coming back.
You see them
sure,
joking around,
but it's
and it
one,
looks like it's fine now.
It's one
fine.
Bad push away, one bad play away from Draymond snapping again. And I'm talking
no,
about Draymond
I don't think
specifically.
So.
I think it's Kevin Durant.
I think he's a loose cannon. I think he can't keep his mouth
I
shut.
I think Kevin Durant's insecure.
I think he loses his temper.
I think you're jaded because you're talking about a team that
has
beat
beaten
you
constantly.
Just beaten the pants
yeah, they've
off
just
of
beaten
LeBron.
The
and what was
you.
The one time
man,
that we
been
beat you guys? It was because
and they
Draymond
were just destroying LeBron.
It was because
he wasn't
man,
there.
He went to eight finals in
because
a row, but
he
man, he's only
keep
got three
his
rings
together.
Because the Warriors came together
so,
and just defeated him.
Yeah,
I mean, he got defeated by the Spurs. What are we talking about, LeBron, bro?
Right.
I'm sorry. What were you saying?
They beat the pants off him.
Oh, yeah.
Three y'all won out game of four three last years year. Just made you cry when they beat
them. Please.
So I think that's where a lot of this is
and
coming from.
And guess what? The
because
2006
me as a Warriors fan, love Draymond
copy
Green.
That, Kinsman.
I love his intensity.
Copy that, Kinsman.
But I don't love him starting that with Durant.
I don't either.
But,
and that was my point. And we're here to tell the truth.
I think the media probably blew it more out of proportion,
yes,
kept
yes,
poking it at. It's like if we
got
into
legitimate. Because he did it around media.
But I'm not saying it's the media's fault for asking
I'm
the
saying
questions.
It's his fault.
Yeah,
we're agreeing.
We're agreeing.
Yeah.
You're just
I don't like Draymond Green.
I know. But regardless, it looks fine now.
Again.
Yeah, it's fine. And I still think Draymond's the Michael Jordan of our generation.
You know, and the Warriors, like I said, it was either last week or the week before, but it's not like they're playing with a bunch of dudes that were even on the Warriors last year.
Draymond's
that's
like,
what I mean about their bench, Kinsman. Are you concerned?
Draymond's like a lot of bad
I like the bench.
You like it?
Draymond's like a lot of bad relationships. It's one fight till the end. He's going to snap again. He's going to. Somebody's going to push his buttons. And what, are we going to see him be suspended again because he's got 18 technicals?
What I see from it.
Is that not excessive?
He is the heartbeat of the.
I think Boogie is going to bring the balance.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Oh, yeah.
And
the other guy that gets 16
technicals.
You see him
on the sidelines? He's up and he's jumping every time they're doing well.
Yep. I can't wait for the tech. Like, it's going to be a tech fest. Let's just call it
that.
They'll
cancel each other out.
The tech tour. That's what we'll call the late, after the All-Star break, the tech tour.
Well, let's call the. All the Lakers games, the LeBron Why Ref Face Tour. Just Google LeBron Face.
Oh, it's good.
It just made it more clear to me that it's Steph Curry's team.
It is Steph Curry's
it is
team.
It's, I thought for a second last year that the heartbeat was Draymond, but after seeing them with Kevin Durant without Steph and Draymond, I know Steph is now the heartbeat.
Yeah, I don't.
He really is.
I think Steph's
him
the heartbeat.
And Clay. Him
I
and
think
Clay. Splash.
I think KD and Draymond are fine, and I think Durant's going to sign with the Warriors again. And
I
they're
going
to win.
Yeah,
and just beat the pants off of LeBron for years
I
to
think,
come.
I think they proved the game against Portland through all the drama that you know. I think that was a statement that hey, you know. We're still the gold standard of who you need to beat in the Western Conference.
Y'all can say this all you want, but when Braun and Bronny are on the same team, y'all are done.
I can't wait for the Warriors to draft Bronny and watch you become a Warriors fan. Please, Warriors, do this.
It's going to be LeBron and his son
you
on the Warriors.
Just
I'm going to laugh so hard.
Like I was saying, Kinsman, though, you just don't run guard splits with Clay and Quinn Cook the way you do with Steph Curry.
Well,
the floor
no.
isn't as spaced. I mean,
well, no,
it's just simple
floor,
as that.
Because Steph Curry's the best shooter in the
in
history,
the, in the
of,
history
basketball.
Of the league.
Yeah, so,
in the history
I mean,
of the
basketball. Nobody's
going to
space the floor. And it's not just the guarding him. It's just that he can make shots on a consistent basis that nobody's supposed to do.
Yeah.
So you,
but I've been seeing
I mean,
that from Chris Paul and Kemba Walker and others this season.
Yeah, but it's
not consistently like Steph does every year.
Steph has made a career out of doing this.
Yeah, he has.
And you have to run out and guard that dude
when he steps in the building.
Just practically.
Like
if he's the entrance past half court and you're not on him.
That's when the coaches start to guard him.
Yeah.
And you just guard him all the way until he gets to the basket.
Because if he's
don't let him get dressed.
If he crosses half court.
Don't let him get dressed, Kinsman.
I mean, that would take care of
it. You don't want him naked.
But the feasible answer is if he crosses half court and you're not on him, then
boom.
You're done.
You're OKC a few years ago. Remember
right.
that?
Because he's
remember that?
Because he can hit him from like over 40 feet and the coaches don't even get mad if he misses it because he makes it so much. And so nobody can create space on a floor like him.
And he's great at like maintaining the shooter's attitude of shooter's got to shoot. He never really gets discouraged when they're not going down, and neither does Klay Thompson.
No.
And that's what makes them the Splash Brothers. You know, when Charles Barkley was talking about jump shooting teams can't win championships a few years ago, and then we won the championship.
Oh,
and,
I love
and
it.
And they got him that shirt that said, you know, jump shooting teams can't win championships.
Yeah, if Chuck, like, makes a prediction against your team, you should be stoked.
Yeah.
He's like, he's not.
But now they're not just that. They probably lack some internal defense, but We'll figure it out.
I mean, when Draymond comes back, it's a toe sprain. It's not too much, you know. Yeah. I think it's going to be a couple weeks. And Steph's already practicing with the team.
Yeah,
so.
He's practicing. What's crazy, though, was the whole – you hear about Steph's car wreck?
Oh, yeah.
He got hit by a car. I think it was on Friday. He gets hit by a car.
So he's waiting after he gets hit by the car. He's waiting in the car.
He pulls over to the median.
Yeah.
Gets out. They're waiting, blah, blah, blah.
Usually when I pull people over, they pull to the shoulder.
Yeah. So somebody else, a different person, runs into his car while he's waiting.
Another car careens into him.
For the first wreck.
Right. And he's okay.
But he's okay. That's not why he's hurt. It's the groin injury.
See, other people have bad luck, too.
So it's not that it's not all that bad, everybody.
Yeah.
I know you hate your job and your boss, but
Steph's okay.
And that's gonna wrap us up here. We want to end on a lighter note here. We were talking about it, and me and Ken's
been talking about infant mortality.
The lightest subject.
Sorry, I'm sorry. All right,
we all here have played video games a long time, and we were just talking about, I don't know, I mentioned just some of the best video games of basketball ever. And
unanimous, is it Street?
How can you look? Okay,
dude, I might say 2K16.
I've got a list, but this 2K19 is unbelievable.
2K11 was the best 2K.
The best 2K, but why was it the best? Because it was Jordan, right? That was the first time we all got to finally play Jordan.
Not just that. It just was like the first time I felt like the mechanics were starting to get freed up to where I could really control things.
You can really be an artist on that game.
Yeah.
You really
11
can.
Was that one for me.
But don't you agree the greatest game right now is the newest one? I mean, it's flawless. I feel
Red
like.
Dead Redemption?
There's
sorry. Go ahead.
I mean, there's always going to be flaws, but overall for a basketball game.
When it came out, yes. First couple of weeks, for sure. Every patch they release, it turns into a worse game. The worst 2K was last year, 2K18.
Yeah,
and
horrible.
This game
that was
just,
bad.
It's reverting back
that was
to
bad.
It.
Mm-hmm. That's why I said 2K17, man.
If you see 2K17 was all right. 16.
I'm a Legend 2, by the way, everybody.
I liked
mine. What was the one?
I have two characters. I'm a Legend 2 in my park.
What was the Kobe one?
In 2K16.
Where he's pulling his jersey. That was a good one, too.
Oh, God. I'd have to look it up.
2Ks are always going to be questionable because there's so many great ones, but I got a list of...
NBA Jam.
NBA Jam has to be on there, and Kinsman, me, you, and a couple, and Colin, we ended up getting hooked to PlayStation 2, right?
Yeah.
NBA Street 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. NBA Street 1, I know you were amazing at.
Yeah.
You would get the backboard shots and everything, and you'd make millions of points and whatever.
Street
but.
One, I think Colin beat me once, but I don't know if I ever lost to anybody else on that.
But Street 2 was absolutely.
Street 2 was a level playing field for everybody, and it was just dependent on which night. But I got to throw in arch rivals.
Yeah.
Nintendo, going way back. That was the game on fast breaks.
My Nintendo.
Run behind dudes and pants them on defense.
I remember. All Trials on arcade. Like, you would go to Aladdin's Castle and play it.
Man.
My two favorite NES games would probably be Jordan versus Bird one-on-one and then NBA All-Star Challenge because you could do the three-point shootout. You had to do the...
My favorite thing about that Jordan Bird is the trash talk between the two.
Yeah.
How far it would go.
It
Bird
would.
Is the most legendary trash talker in the NBA.
Bird game. Actually one time told the team that he was shooting every shot left-handed,
well,
I believe.
Yeah.
And because his right arm was a little hurt and he wanted to save it for the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
So he shot an entire game left-handed and had like 39 points.
You remember in 80?
And told everybody where he was going to go shoot. I'm going to go over there and shoot. Went over there and popped whatever he
did. You remember when in the 84 three-point contest, he walks in the locker room and he's like, so who else going to lose to me tonight in this three-point contest?
Yeah.
And, you know, just so arrogant. He would come up.
That was against, like, Craig Hodges.
Yeah. And he won.
And,
he'd come up to defenders.
Tim Legler was 1-1.
And he'd say, I'm about to do this shot.
Yeah.
And he'd make the shot.
Another game
There's
I really enjoyed. Another game I really enjoyed was the Super Nintendo Bulls versus Blazers. It was the 92 game. Hmm. And also one of my favorites of all time, NBA Jam Tournament Edition.
Yes.
The tournament edition was just
It was awesome.
It was like Emerald came by and bammed it.
Bam!
Just kicked it up a notch.
He did, but we've had a blast here at the Hoop Scoop this week for Kinsman, Billy, Chris, yeah.
Warriors,
Justin, myself. We're going to see how LeBron, the Warriors, Markel Fultz,
the Timberwolves,
see how Philly does this week.
We'll see how all the basketball teams do this week.
Each week it changes, you know?
See who wins.
So be sure to listen to us on 97.9 FM and AM 1340. That's the live broadcast. You can get our show on the Fox Sports Shoals app. For all of us here at the Hoop Scoop, we appreciate you listening, and we'll see you next week.